Welcome to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly.
This is like the equivalent of like someone like getting a paparazzi photo of like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce somewhere. This is the equivalent for me.
And Liz.
You put on some fresh jams, you do your skincare routine, and then you get into bed. And when you lay your head on a silk pillowcase, you feel like the freaking queen.
Your mom time off starts now.
Welcome back to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly.
And Liz.
I have a super special guest.
Well, a short special guest.
Tyler, say hi to the Carpool Podcast.
Hello, Carpool Podcast.
Why don't you, because I can't keep defending you. Why don't you explain to the Carpool listeners why you haven't made it on the pod? He's joining us through the phone
He's
right now.
He's such a diva.
I've been a little busy, believe it or not.
With what?
I've had a booked schedule. You know, Pilates, and I had my golf lessons, and just...
It just feels like you need to make time for. It feels like you need to make time for the people who are like watching your journey and like wanting to hear from you.
Facts. When do you want me on?
Well, we've been trying for 2 weeks. Today.
It feels like we've been asking you for a
while.
You
couldn't record Tuesday. You couldn't record today. I don't know what to do with you. Well, the good news is at our new house, we will have the pod. We're moving the podcast equipment to our new house.
Mm-hmm. So there will be no excuses.
No, you might do your own episodes.
We might have a new podcast.
We might have a new podcast at this point.
Yeah.
Give the people something. What are you working on today at the house? When are you going to get, when is Instagram going to get caught up to the reality? Just give us something.
We're blowing through pretty quick. So I would say in like 2 weeks, we'll be completely caught up. And then, I don't know. I'm just on crunch time right now. I got a bunch of contractors that are all needing like 4 things from the big box store. So I'm making big lists and trying to get them in and out. And I have a crew of high school kids this weekend that are going to help me move some stuff. I mean, things are happening.
Things are happening. What has been the hardest project at the new house for you?
The hardest project? Well, I'll tell you, this wasn't hard, but it was very nerve-wracking. So yesterday we had a storm blow through as the roofers are finishing, okay? They're rolling up their hoses. They're sweeping all the nails up and everything. A huge storm comes through. Hits a town probably 35 miles north of us with baseball size hail. I don't know if you guys know this or not.
No, you didn't tell me this.
Yeah, the Wentzville location got smoked. With hail, with baseball size hail.
That's crazy.
And then I'm sitting in my truck, it's pouring, and pea size hail starts falling on our driveway and on my truck. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. So I run outside, take a bunch of pictures of the house, send it to our insurance agent. And I'm like, hey, there's a new roof on the house, you know, just to make sure we get covered. I'm sure we are, but, you know, I don't know. It was nerve wracking.
But it never got to baseball size.
It never got to baseball size. It literally dropped a bag of peas on our house.
I saw images of the people who got the baseball sized hail. It shattered all of their car windows. Like it was really, really bad.
Yeah, I had a truck in the past that got hit, and I loved it because it, you know, paid the truck off. But like, it completely destroys a vehicle.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, Tyler, just like a question I get over and over again is like, is the truck dad / home runner your full time job right now?
Yes, it is.
Do you want to? You don't have to give details, but yeah, I mean, Tyler, do you want to tell just?
Yeah, I did a little career change on January 1.
The time
finish this house, and after that, who knows?
Yeah, the timing just kind of worked. Tyler was ready for a change, and we had bought this property back in September, so we knew there was like so much work ahead of us. So he was ready for a change. It was like the perfect thing to do for a couple of months and figure out what's next.
Yeah.
I feel like you have such a skill set. Like, if anything, this has proven that you could literally go do anything.
Yeah.
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 The thing is, and it's really hard because I don't have to enjoy what I do, but I do like to be good at it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I have found out that I am pretty good at some of this stuff. And you kind of forget when you don't do it for a while, like, that you can do it.
Totally. You know? Totally. Yeah, you were just a little out of practice, and now you're proving.
I know, I was a little rusty.
I mean, I've been so impressed. Like, I literally had no idea you could do these things.
Well, it's really too funny because, like, like when you work on a, say, an outlet switch, right? In our
sure.
house, in our current house, you fix one switch. So you get your screwdriver out. You get your, you know, it's not like a all day ordeal. I mean, it took me 2 days to put all outlet covers on. Just upstairs. I mean, it's a process.
Yeah. Well, you're the man for the job. I'm impressed. Thank you for taking 6 minutes out of your busy schedule.
Mm-hmm. We'll try and get you for a podcast episode where we can discuss more. But that's all we're going to get for now, people.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll check with my secretary and see when it would work out that we could get together and do a podcast.
Please get back to us.
Yeah, let us know what they say. All right, love you. Bye.
Anyway,
and that's probably the most I'll talk to him today. He's busy, and it is the kind of thing where I can't really complain because, like, he's working on our house.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, I would love to be like, you got home late tonight, but it's not like he was like out drinking with his friends or like golfing or like he was literally doing outlet covers all day. It's not like he had a good day.
I know, exactly. That's the tough thing. But whatever. It'll be over soon. You guys are getting ready to move in. I have a house update.
The backsplash.
I emailed him back. He hasn't emailed me back. So
you emailed him. Because I just think this is like a really good learning. Because I think this is a really good learning curve for everybody. Just like, what does it take to replace backsplash?
Yeah, so I actually mentioned on my stories that I'm replacing my backsplash. And then one of Maddie's friends texted Maddie, like, recommended a guy. So I've only gotten one quote.
But he had a backsplash guy.
I didn't try and get more than one quote. I can't go through this rigmarole too many more times. So I got a quote, waited about a week to email him back, and then you put, you know, some fire under me, and then I emailed him back, and now we're waiting
for him to tell you how much material
for him to come, for him to respond to, yeah, sure, I'll come measure, because I was like, I need you to measure. I'm going to screw it up 100%. Totally. So.
And then we go on the hunt for backsplashing.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Subway tile. I'm going to buy just regular old cheapo subway tile.
White?
Yeah, because I think that it looks good, and it's also literally the cheapest one you can get. And I'm not trying to invest like a lot into this house.
Totally.
So, and I like the way my peel and stick subway looks.
Okay, well, that is a really exciting house update.
Yeah, I know. So I got things going on.
Yeah, I mean, we got a new roof, carpet, and kitchen cabinets installed this week, so.
Well, and like you said, but your husband is literally doing this full time, and he's working with you actually haven't had to reach out to anyone, so.
That's not true. I had to order wallpaper.
Oh, my goodness, Kelly.
And that's a process, because you have to measure the room, and then you have
Did you measure the room?
No.
Okay. So did you go on the website and pick it out and then put your credit card information in?
Well, my designer gets a discount, so she just sent me an invoice to pay.
So you actually didn't do anything. Perfect.
Let's move on. We have a jam-packed episode. Industry news, you guys, it's the most groundbreaking story I could possibly bring you. Like, it is my Roman Empire. It is everything.
Oh, what? You're starting with that?
No, I'm just...
Oh, okay.
I'm teasing it. But we have a millennial word. We have some advice. I have a really exciting ditch the drive through. And just kind of like, you know, your typicals.
Okay, well, let's... You're bringing the millennial word again, so I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, so now it's time for the millennial word of the day, where we learn Gen Z slang so we can be...
Less lame.
And I'm still going off this girl Rebecca's email. Shout out, momfluencer. I'm going to give two today. Pookie/Pookie Bear.
Is that from that like Instagram couple?
Yeah, I think it's just like it means best friend.
Oh, okay.
That's what they said. Like, oh, hi, Pookie. I think it's like their version of Bae.
Okay, that's helpful. That's helpful.
Bay.
Your Pookie is your bay.
We're so stupid.
Bay. Before anything else. YOLO. You only live once.
Bay. So anyway, Pookie. That couple, if you haven't seen them, Pookie and whatever his name is. Clint? Jet. It's Jet.
I don't. It's they've been randomly appearing all the time on my reels. I don't know why.
They don't do much for me. I mean, people, I think they look like nice, wholesome people, but they just don't. I don't find their videos that entertaining.
No, I don't either. I don't really like the sound of his voice. It's just like very monotone and kind of slow. And I'm just like, I need more skippity snap.
Good Lord, babe. I'm loving the all black. That's how he sounds. Kind of like Tyler, but not at all. Okay, next is Let Him Cook.
We've done this one. Let Him Cook is like, let him do his thing. Let him thrive.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Have we done Op?
No.
Your enemy or opposition?
Okay. So, would we don't have many enemies. How would we use this? I don't know.
But
I don't know how many high schoolers are having enemies. Speaking of enemies
in Vaseline philosophies, what was I doing? Oh, I was reading my Bible. And remember how I said, like, love your neighbor? Like, that was, like, a big, like, that's kind of been, like, the theme of, like, my month. So I was reading my Bible, and it was, like, I'm going to sound like, I hate to, like, paraphrase, like, God's word, but here we go. Okay. Sorry. It was, I think I was reading Matthew. Someone find the Bible. I don't even think I can find the verse back, but it was so convicting. It was, like, it's not enough to love your neighbor. Like, even sinners love their neighbor. You have to love your enemy. And I'm like, dang. Like, you're right. It is. It's so easy to love people who love you back. Like,
yeah.
That's just, like, anyone would do that.
Yeah.
Like, even mean people, like, love people.
Yeah.
But, like, who loves your enemy?
Yeah.
Who loves your op?
Your op. God said it. Who loves your, love your op?
You can't just love your Pookie. You have to love your op.
Yeah. You can't just love your Pookie. You have to love your op.
So that's kind of been resonating.
Even sinners love their Pookies.
Right. So I'm just saying, like, that was a little convicting for me to read, because it's like when he said love your neighbor, he's like, just didn't mean, like, you know, like my nice neighbor across the street. He meant like the neighbor who's, like, complained about, like, you know, my dog being out. Like, he meant that neighbor.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that is tough to do. But you know what? Jesus was the perfect example of loving your op. As if they were your Pookie.
Died for his op.
He did die for his ops. Shout out. Shout out, Jesus. Let him cook. Let him cook.
No, he would tell you to cook, though. He would say interfere. No, he would be. I can't do this. I need to stop.
We're going to start misinterpreting the Bible really quick.
Okay, I want to get into. It's kind of a ditch the drive through, but I put it on my dump. So we can, if you feel like it's enough of a ditch the drive through, we can skip that segment. If you want to do more, I can look for a recipe. Okay. Remember how a couple of weeks, episode times ago, I was like, what's going to be the next it food? Because, like, cottage cheese, like, had a reckoning. What was the other one that had a, like, the seaweed was, like, a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the other one?
Sardines
were having a moment. So, like, it's like, what was going to be the next, like, just unique food? Well, I know what it is.
What?
Beans.
How do you figure
beans? Because I keep seeing all these different, like, bean salads, like these cold bean meal prep salads coming. No, the people
never
are
seen it.
Everyone's doing it.
Okay.
And this girl was, like, making this trope. She's like, yeah, I think we're all, like, getting into beans now because we can't afford anything else. Because, like,
yeah, it's so expensive.
They're just so expensive. Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, my grocery store, everything was a dollar more than it should be.
That
I feel like
sucks.
It's still rising.
Well, it's never going to go down, it seems like.
I was picking up, there was a fruit tray. And I was like, you know, there's something about, like, the cut up fruit. Like, it's like, okay, $22. Shut up. $22 for a fruit tray in March? It's not even peak season.
Wow.
Disgusting. Okay, so, like, I've just been seeing this, like, this grinder bean salad. How have you not seen this? It's all I see. One red onion, two bell peppers, parsley, garbanzo beans, white beans, banana pepper, salami, red wine vinegar, olive oil, oregano, juice of one lemon.
It kind of sounds like a pasta salad, so it sounds like something I'd probably be interested in.
But with beans, which I think beans have protein, right?
Yeah.
It looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know of how my body digests beans, so I've never had like beans in that capacity.
I'm not really a bean girl.
No, me neither.
Like at Chipotle, sometimes I skip the beans because I just don't really want
them. I get like less beans. I don't dislike them. I just don't really reach for them.
But I like them in my chili.
Yeah, I like them in my chili.
I think I would like to explore. I've never had a white bean. I don't think I've ever had a white bean.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting. It just feels like a lot of things to cut up and a lot of things to make that you potentially like wouldn't like.
Yeah, but I think they're doing this as like a meal prep for like a lunch. And like, Lord knows, you and I, we can't get our life together with lunch.
No, we need to start friggin' meal prepping it.
We have to start meal prepping something.
I know.
I just am having such like delulu about like, well, when I get in my new ketchup, when I get in my new ketchup.
Like, well, when I'm not pregnant. Well, when I'm, you know.
Speaking of pregnant, I'm on the bus.
Yeah, you are on the bus.
You guys, I am having such insane joint pain and in like early swelling. And the joint pain, I was like, I have been going down rabbit holes convincing myself I have rheumatoid arthritis or like a pregnancy arthritis. And like, this is going to be, I'm going to deal with it the rest of my life. I've been going down rabbit holes. But then I started swelling and my doctor made me feel better. Like that was actually a good sign that it was maybe just, not just, but a pregnancy related thing.
Yeah.
But I saw my doctor. We did a bunch of tests. Like they're watching me for preeclampsia. My blood pressure's fine. There's like, she said, I don't have any signs of preeclampsia outside of the swelling right now, but we're going to continue to watch.
Yeah.
She ran some other tests. But no, like I'm like swollen ankled. Like I can.
No, it's just scary that it's you're 15, not even 15 weeks pregnant and like you're a swollen girl.
Yeah, and I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's not going to be.
And that's, I think, the joint pain. And what's so weird about the joint pain is it keeps switching joints. So like yesterday, my ankles have been hurting pretty consistently because they're the ones that are swelling. But like yesterday, my hip hurt. Now my hip feels fine. And now my elbow hurts. It's like pick a joint.
Interesting. Well, we'll just have to watch it.
No, we're going to watch it. And I think I'm seeing, you know, I'm getting a lot of messages that are making me feel better and worse. Some of them being like, yeah, my fourth pregnancy, I was swollen from like week 8, never went away. 5 minutes after delivery, I was fine. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But also like, oh gosh, the whole time. This one girl was like, I was so miserable during my fourth that I made my husband get a vasectomy before I was.
Oh gosh.
I know.
I really hope it doesn't get to that point because we have a lot of things we need to do.
Well, the auto show's on my mind. I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'll be fine. I think it's kind of just God's ways of trying to slow me down a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Put my feet up a little.
I think you are very go, go, go. You don't really relax. So you could probably chill out.
Well, and like moving helps, but it's gotta be like the plan is to do like very intentional moving and not like just be on my feet all day.
Yeah.
So like we're going to take a walk. But like I'm not going to stand around the dealership all day and just like jaw jack to people, which I love to do.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, relax. Maybe this is a good opportunity for you to come up with some base model luxuries, like little luxuries you could do during your relaxing time. To like elevate your life a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I have a base model luxury that I want to talk about.
Oh, excellent.
Silk pillowcase and silk eye mask. Sydney got me a silk eye mask for my birthday and she was like, trust me,
which of course if Sydney
did it, you know, like, which of course I love it and now I like almost like can't even sleep without it, like I love how blacked out everything is. And then the silk pillowcase is also so nice, like good for your skin, good for your hair, and it's just like when you lay, like there is nothing better than that time of day when you get your baby down, you put on some, you shower, you put on some fresh jams, you do your skincare routine, and then you get into bed, and when you lay your head on a silk pillowcase, you feel like the freaking queen.
I have a silk pillowcase. I need to put it on my pillow.
You really should. It's so nice. And you know what else I found out? I went to get my I went to a med spa and I was getting a consultation for like new skincare, and Brooke is who I was working with. She told me that where? I need to, huh?
Where was it?
It's called Raquel Aesthetics. It's in St. Louis. She told me that you need to be replacing your pillowcase like once a week, at least.
How often do you wash your sheets?
Like every 2 to 3 weeks.
Same.
I'll push a month for sure. It's really like,
yeah,
I mean, it's just like it happens when it happens.
No, some people are changing their sheets every week. And I just think you, I'm inspired by you.
Okay, I should say sheets for sure. My duvet is like such a thing to take in and out. So like that, I wash that maybe like once a month or a month and a half.
Oh, the duvet. Wait, no. How often do you change your sheets?
No. So yeah. So sheets I change more for like closer to 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah. No duvet. I've done 3 months. Haven't even blanked at it.
Just such a pain.
And fix it already. Come up with something new.
How are we not? How do we not have the better technology?
We can convince half of America we put a man on the moon.
Come on.
That's kind of, do you want to talk about that? Elizabeth, one of my stories, I was like complaining about a car. I was like, come on, we can put a man on the moon and we can't do this. And out of nowhere, you said, but can we? And I had no idea you were a moon
conspiracy. I haven't done that much research into it, but I mean, the evidence is pretty damning.
Why haven't we been back?
Did you see, have you seen the footage? It looks like a movie set.
It was in the 60s.
I know. It doesn't look like a very good movie set.
Why would they?
And it was like because Russia was, I think Russia was also trying to get there. And then it was like a race to the moon. And I think America just like faked it.
I don't know. I mean, here's the thing. I wouldn't bat an eye. If they came out and said we faked it, I'd say, okay, like I wouldn't, let me be clear, it wouldn't make me trust the government any more or any less. I would say, yeah, okay. I mean, they fake and hide some things.
I mean, that doesn't look real.
Let me see.
Look at, just Google moon landing images. It looks like a set.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's weird that we haven't been back.
Yeah, well, I think
what is NASA doing? Do we have to be going to space?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Okay, let's. Do you want to move on to industry news or do you have anything else?
No, that's all I have. No, I'm just going to be searching the moon landing.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Caraway. Guys, spring is here. Spring cleaning and organizing is right around the corner. So now is the time to get that Caraway cookware set that I know you have been wanting. Caraway's internet famous kitchenware is a staple for any home and comes in various modern shades to fit any design aesthetic. All sets come equipped with complimentary, easy access storage solutions to keep your kitchen tidy. Mine are so beautiful. My cabinet has never looked better. It's never been more organized. And that is all thanks to the complimentary storage solution that it comes with. Caraway is also non-toxic. All their products are made without any materials like PFAS, PTFE, PFOA, or any other hard to pronounce chemicals. And don't just take it from me. Over 65,000 people have rated 5 stars on their Caraway kitchen. Now it's time for you to try it for yourself. You can visit carawayhome.com/carpool to take advantage of this limited time offer for 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive to our listeners. So visit carawayhome.com/carpool or use code carpool at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
Guys, we have to get to industry news where I spill the hot.
No, sorry. We have advice, Kelly.
You guys are going to want to stick around for industry news.
We have some advice. Okay, here's what we got. Hi, Kelly and Liz. Love your podcast so much. I was wondering if you could give me advice on my car situation. I currently have a 5-year-old forward facing, a 2-year-old rear facing, and I'm due any day with baby number 3. I drive a 2014 Buick Enclave and just rearranged my car seats for baby number 3. Before, I left my 3rd row down and had both littles in the middle row so I could fit my Bob double stroller in the back. After setting up my 3rd row, I realized there's no way my double stroller is fitting in my trunk, and I'm honestly not sure if my grocery hauls will either. We are very active, on the go, frequently visiting the zoo, park. I need my stroller. We have a very low budget for new cars. We're currently building our home and honestly not sure it's in the cards at all for us right now. What should I do? Get a different stroller or a wagon? Not even sure if it would fit. Best low cost midsize SUV that could fit a double stroller in the trunk.
Well, first of all, the double Bob, I hate to tell you, is kind of a drama stroller.
Okay.
But it also does drama things. Like, the double Bob can go on terrain that other double strollers just can't do. Like, I get why people like them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you should buy a new car. I think you should get, like, a stroller carrier hitch for the back of your car. Kind of looks like this.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Something something like this.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Just Google. I honestly, I haven't, I don't like have one brand over the other. Like I haven't used one. Like this brand that I've heard of is called Scout Stroller Carrier. And like they're literally showing it with a double bob.
Oh, okay.
So I would do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Cal, we have another one. Hey girls, it's Jen, longtime listener, first time caller. Thank you so much for sharing like y'all do and being the being our unofficial big sisters. I've listened since the very beginning and seriously love y'all's content. Anyway, after a long journey with infertility and a failed fertility procedure, my husband and I just found out we're expecting. We are so excited, but after months and months and months of negative tests, finally seeing a positive, or like 12 because I peed on so many sticks, feels like almost too good to be true. We're Christians and have always tried to trust God's timing and plan, which makes it even sweeter that this has happened as we were taking a break from trying. But it's a little hard not to be scared of the what ifs of something going wrong. Do y'all have any advice to stay positive and calm and trusting and faith filled during the months of pregnancy, especially the first few months? Yes. So I would say congratulations, first of all. That is so exciting. Everyone feels so many nerves, especially the first time you get pregnant. So just like know that those feelings are like totally normal and they're not coming from any other place other than that's just honestly what's supposed to happen. Things that I would like recommend to you, I would find like a devotional for your pregnancy, which I think would just be sweet to like do regardless, and then also just like really keep faith at the forefront of your pregnancy. Something that I did when I was so nervous and Googling every 5 seconds when I was pregnant with James, was anytime I felt the urge to Google, I put my phone down and I prayed instead. Mm-hmm. And do you have any advice?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I love that. And you've shared that before. And I think that's powerful. I think I've shared this before too. I think that like nerves and anxiety are kind of just going to be your new normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like, and so again, I've said this 100 times, but it's such good advice. It's motherhood at any journey, at any level, it never gets easier, but you get a lot better at dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And like I don't have, in a way, like I don't have any less anxiety about like sending my kids to school every day than I did when they were growing inside me, because like things could happen either way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just better at dealing with the day to day of what it's like to have such a deep love for something that you can't control.
Yeah.
And it's like spook city.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of the definition of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm also just like, I've kind of talked to Liz about this. I think it's what's so weird about like women and fertility is that we all just experience such different levels. And this wasn't mm-hmm. really her question, but I've been kind of wanting to bring this up. We just all experience it on such different levels. And I would love to, if anyone has any rucks, I'd love to like get an expert on the podcast to like share how to talk and react and support women who are going through different fertility journeys. Because mm-hmm. like I'm self-aware enough to understand that like hearing about how I was surprised to get pregnant and I wasn't expecting it was a little too early is like a knife in the back to someone like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same sense, it's like, well, my feelings are still valid and my stress is still valid, but also those feelings are also valid.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I think we all have friends who have a different, I mean, you've either been on one side of the table. You're either like scared to tell your friend that you're pregnant because you know they're struggling, or you're the friend who's struggling and you're trying to be happy for the person who's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, it's just like, what do we say? How do we, I have a lot of friends and I have like some people who I can lean on, but I just don't always know like what the right thing to say is.
Yeah. And we've all seen those reels that are like things people have said after I, you know, had a miscarriage. And then it's like all of they put all the quotes and it's like, well, you know, at least, you know, you can get pregnant. Not helpful.
Yeah,
well, at least it was early. Like, that's not helpful. Anyway, those are just some examples, but it lists all these things that people commonly say to people who have miscarriages. And like, I do feel like a lot of those things are coming from a good place, but like, I don't know how to handle it with like the, the fragility that it deserves. And so I agree. Like, I would love to know, like, what do you want? Like, what is helpful? Because you obviously only want to be helpful. So yeah, I think like having someone who like deals with this a lot and like sees women who go through this a lot on the podcast, just like, so we all know, because we all are experiencing it. Like, we're all having friends who are getting pregnant, who are struggling to get pregnant, who are miscarrying. Like, we're all going through that. So I think it would be a good topic of discussion.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm all about like being as courteous as possible. And I mean, I like I'm not the kind of person who's like I like to know when I'm if I say something offensive. Like, I like to know that. Like, I like to grow from that. I think there's some people who are like, oh, you can't take like that's live. But like, I'll never forget. I have this one friend who she listens to the podcast. I don't want to say her name though, but she'll know who she is. But she lost. She's had several miscarriages and she lost a baby at like 37 weeks and or like 35 weeks or something. Mm-hmm. And she like shared this one thing about how like there's a thing that moms say like goal of the day, keep these kids alive. And she's like, that's was like triggering to her because like she wasn't a bad mom because she didn't do that. And like, I would have never thought to say that, or I would have never thought about it like that. But like, no, I'll never say anything like that.
Well, because I agree. Like, yeah, because that's like a joke, you know, to some like goal of the day, keep these kids alive. Like, that's just like a motherhood, I feel like, joke. But yeah, that's more sensitive to other people.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know.
Didn't really mean. So anyway, this is me asking for advice. And I would like to bring an expert on.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone has any recs of like, you know, like fertility therapist specialist vibes.
Yeah. Let us know. Right into hello@thekarmamofficial.com.
It is so hard. What's the difference between sympathy and empathy? Isn't empathy when you can feel it? When you can relate to it?
Yeah. Empathy is when you like feel like you feel sad for someone. Probably more with than sympathy.
But like, I can't empathize with someone who's having fertility issues.
Yeah. No. But yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Technically, right?
Yeah, I guess. But you can have sympathy for them.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I think it's
I can't relate. Yeah,
it's tough. I mean, it's just such a weird thing where because it's like, and it's just like, until you're doing it, like we're all just, you know, in our 20s or whenever, like we're all just in high school and in college, like doing the same thing. And then I think we all see it with our groups of friends, like then we get married and then we're just like, it's just, but I'm so happy where. Because I just really feel a lot of sadness for like how many decades women did this silently and alone.
Yeah.
And at least now they're not doing it alone.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything alone.
No.
Okay, but are you ready for industry? I'm sorry just to kind of bop all over the place.
Yeah, you got to.
But we've got to.
We've got to. And this is some really good industry news.
Now it's time for industry news where I spill the hot tea going on in the auto industry. Oh my gosh. I like, this is like the equivalent of like someone like getting a paparazzi photo of like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce somewhere. Like, this is like, this is the equivalent for me.
Okay.
Redesign 2025 Ford Expedition. Spy photos. Okay. An Expedition redesign. They have been like teasing and teasing it for five ever. And they like did a new trim level last year and they like changed the screen. And it's just like, give me the goods. This thing is so heavily camoed.
It's camoed everywhere.
Especially the front end. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Like, what is happening here? And they even got spy photos of the inside. I mean, someone is out here doing like so good. So good. Okay, so I'm going to read the articles from Automotive News. The redesigned 2025 Ford Expedition will include a pillar-to-pillar panoramic display screen similar to what debuted in the Lincoln Nautilus this year. So, obsessed.
Here, let me see the Lincoln Nautilus. Oh, my goodness. No, are we guys, in a space? It looks like a spaceship.
Guys, Lincoln? We need to get to a Lincoln. We need to call Megan from Davidson. Yes. We need to get in some Lincolns because they are doing... First of all, no one's rooting for Lincoln more than me because like Ford owns Lincoln. So like I love some of my Fords. Don't love all the Fords, let's be clear. But I love some of the Fords. And the Nautilus debuted. And this is like, I follow this Lincoln car salesman on Instagram, Russ Flips Whips. You've probably seen him. He makes like funny car buying skits, okay. But he sells Lincolns. And he posted this new Nautilus and my jaw hit the floor. I'm like,
what kind of car is a Nautilus?
It's like a small 5-passenger car, okay. Like small, like luxury-ish car. The 3-row frame, so then I'll rock to the Expedition.
Look, I'm sorry, Lincoln Nautilus, like the Edison, the Lincoln Edison is like, they sound so similar.
I know, I don't have any Lincoln connections.
Lincoln.
I don't know a single person at Lincoln.
Someone tell Lincoln to make an EV called the Lincoln Edison.
The 3-row family hauler is expected to be revealed later this year. Also appears to retain a rotary shift knob as well as a rotary volume knob, which will be placed on the ledge below the center screen according to these photos. So that's what they're talking about.
Okay.
Look at, like, that's that screen. That is literally so sexy. I'm upset.
Oh my obsessed gosh. With this. You're going to be buying your first car.
Okay. Here's what's making me nervous, though. We'll reveal later this year. How am I supposed to travel with these ankles? Ford, Expedition. It's not too late. Let's do it at the auto show. Let's plan the reveal at the auto show.
Or first drive, St. Louis.
First drive, St. Louis would be great.
Wild card.
Ford actually sent me, I meant to post it on my Instagram. Oh, they also asked for your address.
I know, I saw.
They sent me some really cute, like, baby
merch. They sent me something for Jane, like my first baby, too. Neighbor's pregnancy. They're on it.
Okay, this I thought was the most interesting tidbit of this article. And I just think, yeah, a baby onesie is the least you could do, Ford. U.S. sales of the Expedition were a bright spot in 2023, rising 18% year over year, despite increased competition from the redesigned Tahoe and Jeep Wagoneer. 18% increase?
That's convenient.
I don't think we are... I wouldn't overhype what we're doing, but like we're doing something. This is movement.
Yeah.
And I think they know that it's movement.
We'll see. That's huge though.
Ford this year also is expected to redesign the Lincoln Navigator, which shares the Expedition's platform. The pair of utilities are amongst Ford's most profitable models in the Kentucky truck plant, where they will be built alongside Super Duty pickups and bring in roughly about $25 billion in annual revenue. So yeah, thanks for the onesie. I'm just kidding. That's the story.
That is the story.
I'm on the edge of my seat. I hope they don't touch a thing on the inside except for the infotainment system. And I hope they give us a better looking front end. My prediction. Here's my prediction. Let's look up what the Ford Explorer looks like. The new one. I actually don't think it'll look like. I think it will not have that similar of a grill to the new Ford Expedition. Ford Explorer. Ugh.
Yeah.
I think it will actually... I don't know. If you look at the spy photos, though, like the most heavily camoed part of it is the front end.
Yeah.
Like it kind of, I'm going to say this, but I don't think it will look like this, but it kind of looks like a Wagoneer. Like, honestly, if you were to show me the spy photo, I would say that was the Wagoneer. See how it's kind of rounded back there? Yeah. I feel like, and I don't know, maybe that's just like that.
Yeah, it does look more.
That looks like, the side looks like
that's
that.
It's not really giving Wagoneer to me, actually.
But like, look, they covered the taillights. I mean, I'm obsessed. If you live in Detroit, that's got to be where they're riding around. You send me any Expedition spy photo you get.
Yeah, we've got to get the angles. I'm
obsessed. And I will travel for that car. That is probably the only release I'll go to this year.
Upset. Hopefully it's not September.
When they say later this year, though, it's giving July.
Later this year feels like September, October, November.
Totally. Well, then maybe we'll send Sydney.
Sydney, yeah.
I don't know what else we would do.
Send the truck dad. I don't know. Someone's going to have to go.
It can't be. Maybe the truck dad can go.
Maybe Sydney.
He knows the Expedition pretty well.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how good his Instagram
obsessed
filming is going.
Obsessed.
Maybe we'll send Sydney and Tyler.
Well, that would be fun.
Yeah.
Would they be productive? Maybe.
Okay, Kel. Well, now it's time for Ditch the Drive-Thru, where you give you an easy dinner recipe to mix it up to get you out of your dinner rut.
Well, I brought the bean salad.
Okay.
As my main.
Yeah. I made pita pizzas last night.
Tell us about them.
Pita, bread, pizza sauce. No, pita bread, olive oil, garlic powder, Italian seasoning, pizza sauce, pizza cheese, mozzarella, whatever. Pepperonis.
Yum.
400 degrees, 10 min. Pull it out, hot honey on top.
Were they good?
Delish.
Can you make them for lunch?
I've got one pita left. So, yeah.
But we can splitsie. Ugh. I made chicken Caesar salad wraps, iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just in my like clean out the fridge era.
Yeah.
So here's what we've made this week. I had made spaghetti.
Smash. Classic.
Classic. Had a jar of marinara, had some nudes. Used those up. I have stuff to make nachos. Like, I don't have any tortillas left, but I have a bag of chips.
Okay.
So tonight I'm going to make nachos.
Yep.
I might do it on a sweet potato for myself.
Nice.
I'll probably go to the fish fry.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with my Friday fish fries right now.
I know. It's so fun.
Have you not gone yet?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I went last. We went last week. And we like sat down. We had like our plates. Maddie's holding James. Maddie's like trying to eat with his fork while holding James. And these two moms to like 10-year-olds were sitting next to us. And they're like, can we please hold your baby while so you guys can eat? Like, we have stinky 10-year-old boys. Like, we do, like, we miss the baby face so much. And Maddie like looks at them and looks at James and he's like, if I'm gonna hand my baby off to any stranger, I feel pretty good about the church fish fry. So these women just like held James the entire time, and like he would get fussy and I would try and help, and they're like, no, we've got this, eat your dinner. And I'm like, okay.
No, isn't that okay, Elizabeth? This is such a funny topic to bring up, because like, it is like, there's been so many times where I would like wanted to like offer to help someone, but like, mm-hmm. I know, like, there was this like mom who had three kids, Marshall's three kids, and like one of her kids would go to the bathroom and she had a baby, and she was like trying to like send him in. I was like, I can help you. Do you mean to watch these two for you?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a mom, but I don't know who you, I don't know what to
I
do.
Know. That's why we were like, well, at the fish fry, we feel
pretty
good.
The fish fry, you feel good. And as long as like, you're seeing them the whole time.
Yeah.
But
I mean, yeah, they were sitting next to us.
That's so kind.
No, it was so kind. They were hilarious.
And that's such a because like I would have probably said no, but Tyler would have said yes.
I just don't like want to inconvenience anyone. I didn't think that these women were going to snatch my baby, but like they were just like, I don't know. I just think, but you guys are trying to enjoy your fish fry. Like, it's fine. I'll just like try and eat one hand with my left hand. Like, it's fine. But the fish fry smacks. It was delicious.
My fish fry has shrimp. That's what I've been getting.
Mine only has one thing, and I actually don't know what kind of fish it is.
It's probably cod.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the Carpool Podcast.
So thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Carpool Podcast with Kelly and Liz. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed riding with us, tell everybody you know. There's room in the car for everyone.